RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we'll get back to you on the phones in just a couple of minutes. The Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions, come to Northwest Stadium tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock for the first matchup of two. Who would have thought that the games would mean absolutely nothing for the Commanders, but they do mean everything for the Eagles, who try and win the NFC East, become the first repeat division champion in like 20 years. And they got off the schneid last week with a blowout shutout win over the Las Vegas Raiders. Here to talk about it is my good pal, Jody McDonald. You hear him, of course, nationally on the Infinity Sports Radio Network and locally in Philadelphia, WIP, longtime WFAN New York voice, and good man all around. You can follow him on Twitter, X, at Jody MacMan, and maybe you can become a Mac Daddy Tweet Award winner. What's up, Jody Mac? How are you, pal? Oh, wait, I missed you there. Sorry about that. I was a little bit late on the trigger finger. How are you, sir?
I said WrestleMania. How yes. you been?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's great to hear your voice. I mean, I'm always listening to you in one way, shape, or form, but it's nice to have you on the show, and I appreciate you making some time for us. Happy holidays, obviously, to you and the family. I saw a picture. What were you doing the other night? You were watching your daughter, who's a coach or something. Is that right?
No. I used to coach my daughter. She is long since done playing in truly competitive games through high school and the like. And then I had to hand in my whistle. But I still love being around when she's playing basketball. And she's 30 now, and she still plays every week in a rec league in Philadelphia.
Oh, good for her.
This all happened. I had a Tuesday night off, so I got to go in and watch my daughter still shoot the hoop. And she can still make her outside shot. She can pull it up a little bit.
Yeah, she's probably better than most of the NBAers, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, I couldn't remember what the event was, but I heard you talking about it. What night was that? Maybe last Sunday night? I can't remember what night, Jody. But first of all, again, thanks for doing this. Happy holidays to you and the fam. Glad you got that opportunity. Tell us about the Eagles for the Commanders fans that haven't maybe seen them in a little while. We just saw them on Monday Night Football in a turnover-filled fest and lose in overtime to the Chargers. Maybe people did not see what happened against the Raiders. Is it Saquon's back and everything's going to be okay? Or is that way too simple?
Way too simple. Saquon's fine. Saquon's always been fine. Saquon's not having the season he had last year. I don't think it's because they used him as much as they did last year to get all the way to the Super Bowl and then have a parade. I think it's all about the offensive line. Lane Johnson has been out for several weeks now. There's an ongoing trend since basically Lane Johnson showed up here in Philadelphia. When he plays, they win at this unbelievable percentage. When he's out, the percentage cuts about in half. That's how badly they miss him when he's out. Dickerson is playing hurt. Juergens hasn't had as good a season as was expected. So their offensive line, just plain and simple, isn't as good as it used to be, certainly to the level of what it was when they were champions of the NFL last year. Dickerson is healing, got a full day of practice in yesterday. Lane Johnson is getting closer, but they don't know exactly when he's going to be back. Hopefully it's going to be before the playoffs, so he can get at least one or two games in before. But that's why the Eagle running game is not what it used to be. The offensive line just isn't what it used to be. Saquon's still Saquon. Jalen, for a change, last week made a couple plays with his legs. He is doing much less of that as he's done over his career, not as much this year, but he had a good game running the football last week, and everyone is hoping he does so again this week because that's a key addition. When they have him with the ability to pull it down or call direct runs by him, the offense just seems to move smoother. So they still need to upgrade their running game. Defense has been surprisingly good this year with as many losses as they had via free agency after winning a Super Bowl. They threw a shutout last week, shutting out the Raiders and Kenny Pickett. Not something you're going to put at the top of your resume, but a shutout is a shutout is a shutout. So the defense is as good as, if not better than expected. But the offense still needs to get the offensive line healthy if they want to be a major player when they get in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll get to that defense in a second. Jody McDonald joining us. Of course, you can hear him WIP in Philadelphia on the Odyssey app as well on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get more on that in a second as well. From a Jalen Hurts perspective, he doesn't turn the ball over a ton, but had all those turnovers, some of which I didn't think were necessarily his fault in the Chargers Monday night game. Is he too conservative? Mm-hmm. Is he too passive? Is he too not good over the middle of the field but can obviously shred? Or is it as simple as, you know, like you know this, Eli Manning was never a great, great, great regular season quarterback, but he had two magical runs in the postseason that led to two Super Bowl wins over the Patriots and probably a Hall of Fame career. Is that what kind of Jalen Hurts quarterback he is? Because he seems to come alive in January more than he does during the regular season.
And Eagle fans will take that kind of ask the same question that you just asked. Does he have nerve enough to throw it over the middle? Is he as good as we thought he was going to be? Yeah, he does seem to ratchet it up at the tail end of the season, but he also needs to finish strong, and he's going to get your squad twice over these last three. The Eagles may be in a position where they can't move up, can't move down that final game, so it could be Tanner McKee off the bench for the Eagles.
Right.
But Jalen needs to get a good game or two here under his belt this week against your squad and then next week against the Bills, so he is primed and ready to go. There are some people that are just, because of his inconsistencies, ready to run him out the door, which I think is foolish if not ridiculous. In the second half of the season, he had a perfect quarterback ranking, 159, 170, whatever the stupid number is.
158.3, I think it is.
58.3?
I think it's 158.3.
He came back with about a 166, 162.8, just short of it in the game against the Raiders the other day. So he's had two games where he's been almost perfect. And people seem to bypass that rather quickly to go to, but he turned it over six times against the squad the other week.
The Chargers, yeah.
He is. He's a little inconsistent. He's like the little girl with the girl. When he's great, he's beautiful. When he's bad, look out below. It could be ugly. But he has been able to get on runs in his career, and the Eagles are banking on him getting on another one starting in January.
Defense, Jody Mack, you mentioned it already. They pitched the shutout, the bagel against the Raiders, who were absolutely awful and pathetic, but 75 net yards. I mean, I don't know where you start. This is without Jalen Carter the last couple of weeks. They lost Sweat during the offseason and free agency, obviously. They lost Milton Williams, and yet they re-signed Zach Bond. Quinyon Mitchell is in year two. He's awesome. Cooper DeJean has been great. That was a guy that they drafted at 40 overall in a trade with the Commanders, who had that pick originally. Is there one thing about this defense that stands out, or is it just that trio that I just tried to highlight there that is the real ultimate key?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You touched on the key guys to their defense. Their two cover corners are as good as there are a pair on one team in the National Football League in Cooper DeJean, playing both in the slot and outside. He's finally picked up the speed of playing outside. He might be the best inside cover corner in the NFL, but they've had to use him a little bit more outside than they actually wanted to. But Adoree Jackson has come back from an injury and picked up pretty well, so they can keep DeJean in the slot. That's the Eagles' strength. And another guy who's actually added a little bit, you'll see him this weekend, is Marcus Epps, who was their starting safety on the Super Bowl-winning team from a couple of years ago. He went free agency, didn't work out at either of his two stops, got hurt at both of them, and got released. And the Eagles picked him up off the scrap heap, and he has been really good for them the last couple of weeks. Like I said, against the Raiders, it's hard to judge. Mm-hmm. Don't know how tough it is to stop the Raiders. But he has played sound fundamental football. He knows the system. Fangio has faith in him and trust, and that's a big thing with Vic. If he trusts you, he trusts you to the umpteenth degree. If he doesn't trust you, you got issues, and they move guys in and out. But Marcus Epps has been a nice little re-addition. So the Eagles' strength right now with the big guy out of the middle on the defensive line, I would say, is their ability to cover, and they're going to make it tough on Mariota come tomorrow.
One more back on the offense, and then I wanted to bounce to something else. Before we run out of time here, Jody McDonald with us, nice enough to give us a few minutes, as he always does. And especially in advance of a Commanders-Eagles game that, again, means nothing for the Commanders, means a lot for the Eagles, is A.J. Brown. I wanted to ask you about him. I mean, we know the histrionics, we know the drama, we know the book reading, we know the cryptic comments on social media. It seems to have calmed down a little bit over the last couple of weeks. Maybe I've missed it. I don't know. Maybe I'm turning the other cheek to it. I have no idea. He caught the 27-yard touchdown pass late last week. Maybe that calms him down. Where are we at in terms of A.J. Brown, in terms of a pain-in-the-ass level, 0 to 10, 10 being the highest?
You have it exactly on point. The last couple of weeks have been fine. No histrionics. But that can change in a heartbeat if he doesn't think they throw him the ball enough on a given game. Now, if they get up by as much as they did against the Raiders, against your squad, scoring a lot of points, offense is looking good, even if the game is competitive, I don't think it will bother him. He's all about his own numbers. Always has been, always will be, says the right thing after he says the wrong thing. He's always got the bounce back opinion thereafter. But the last couple of weeks, he hasn't even needed to bounce back because Jalen has been getting him the ball enough. Those who made up that Jalen and AJ can't get along, they used to be best buddies, they're not friends anymore, they're fine. That's AJ. Hurts. Mm-hmm. He's not an overly emotional guy. He doesn't wear it on his sleeve. He keeps his feelings to himself. He says well-prepped things when he gets in front of a microphone. He was brought up right by Nick Saban to say absolutely nothing. So he says absolutely nothing. So he's not going to open the door. AJ's different. AJ will say whatever he wants, whenever he wants. But the last couple of weeks, because he's been getting the football enough, everything is okay in A.J. Brown's world.
One off the Eagles, and I don't know if you know anything about him, but the Nationals hired a 31-year-old GM, new GM, Ani Kalambi, who was the assistant GM research development with the Phillies. Do you know anything about him? Have you ever talked to him? Any impressions? What are people in Philadelphia saying? Are they saying anything?
I know of him. Never had him on as a guest or anything along those lines. About 4 years ago, 5 years ago, the Phillies made a serious commitment to analytics,
mm-hmm.
that they had been chastised, one of the teams that used it least in all of Major League Baseball, and they committed to it, and he was one of the key guys, and they built up their staff. At the start, they had one analyst, and then they decided, we need to improve this department. So then they had four analytics guys, then he came up. He has 8 to 12 guys in that department now, so he's the guy who helped build the analytics department of the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski was the guy who hired him and likes him a lot. Is not surprised that he's quickly moved on to a bigger and better job. I know that they hired both a young GM and a young manager. What the hey? Yeah, they've been languishing in the second half, if not last place of the division. So you're going to switch things up. Might as well go with some youth there. I know he was very well respected within the organization.
All right, one last thing, and this probably is not going to be the most awesome, fun conversation. Is, you know, Jody, I when I interned at FAN in New York in 1995, long ago, 30 years ago, I had been listening to you for years and years at that point. Not many years and years, but several years. So I knew of you, got to meet you, got to work with you, what have you. Then, you know, I go along in my radio career. We go our separate ways, whatever. You're still doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. And then I come back, CBS Sports Radio, a couple of years ago, and I was coming up to New York, and we'd run into each other and whatever. And you know, you've been holding it down for a long time on CBS/Infinity, and I know, you know, things happen in this business, and things are kind of coming to an end there, but I want to let everybody know you're going to be on, what, this weekend and next weekend, correct, on Infinity Sports
correct.
Radio, which we air on 106.7, Odyssey app, all of that, as part of your the end of your tenure there, if you will, right?
Correct. Next 2 weekends are my final 2 weekends. I'll do a couple morning shows next week as well after Christmas for the last week of the network. I'll do some fill-ins. But my shows that I've been doing on the weekend, all 13 years of the existence of the station, I'm the only host who has lasted all 13 years through the changes of ownership and names and everything else. This change will signify the end of me working for the network. It was a fun run. Good people like yourself, the regular lineup, the guys like us who work on the weekends, all great people. I thought we did a pretty damn good job.
I do, too.
I wish the guys from Westwood One a lot of luck going forward. I will miss talking to a bunch of very good fans and diehard callers that I've had over the 13 years. I will miss talking to them, but I'll still be doing the Philly thing, so sorry that your Commanders have to go down this weekend, my friend.
Well, you know, around here, I'm rooting for a loss, you know, I mean, which is good for you. And you guys can lock up the division. Now, on a serious note, I'm going to miss hearing you, you know, bumping around. I mean, of course, we can always listen to you on WIP in Philly on the Odyssey app. For those that are not in the Philadelphia area, Jody Mack, you've always been good to me. You're an icon, a legend in this business. A lot of good people are unfortunately not moving forward, and a lot of people are losing gigs, and I hate that for our industry. But you're one of the ones that have tried to do it the right way, and your longevity and your history obviously speaks to that. So, you know, I'm sad to see that come to an end, but I'm sure you'll be heard from in more ways than just one on WIP in Philadelphia. So I appreciate you as always. Happy holidays, my friend, and I'll be listening, and I'll see you real soon, okay?
I got a couple weekends left, and I've got some good Washington/Maryland callers. I hope they touch base this week. I appreciate it. Whenever you had me on your show, and if you continue to call, I'll continue to check in with you, see Russ.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thanks, Jody Mack. All the best. Jody McDonald, WIP in Philadelphia, and you know, until it comes to an end. Infinity Sports Radio Network, longtime host and good man right there. He's been at it for a long, long time. And a lot of people, again, unfortunately, are losing jobs. And I hate that, especially around the holiday season. I hate it, period. You know, but we're all resilient. We all bounce back, and there's always different things that happen and come up. And, you know, I mean, you know, the good news is, you know, change sometimes spurs opportunities for others. You know, Linnell's going to get an opportunity. You know, a big one. And I'm very happy for him. I don't mind telling you. I don't mind telling you that, you know, there's a lot of people here that have put a lot of hours and a lot of time into helping Linnell get this opportunity. And he deserves it. He deserves it. He's earned it. You know, but there is a lot of people that have put in a lot of time, you know, and you know, we always knew he had. So, you know, some people unfortunately lose their job, like a guy, Brandon Tierney, midday host WFAN, New York, as New York can be. You know, he held Tyler, my son, when he was less than a day old in Las Vegas, in his arms in the hospital room. You know, he's losing his job. Lifelong dream, WFAN host, gone. You know, because they make decisions that, you know, I don't have to agree with or like. But, you know, unfortunately, that's the business. Just wanted to have Jody on, especially with the Eagles coming to town, get a good preview there, and he had some thoughts on the new Nationals general manager. All right, we wrap up hour number two, take a timeout, an hour away from the DOC. And all things AMAC coming up next on the Team 980.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.